bless me. Anyway, the self would advise the people on 3 points. It means the previous bias, predecessors, they would advise on 3 points. There must be something significant for them all to advise these three. And all these 3 points are found in one single hadith. Good advice is the person that follows chase, hunting, sport, fishing. He makes that his goal in life, then ghafala. Then he becomes unmindful of his obligations, because his whole mind is on that spot. Spot became your theme in life, some type of entertainment became the theme in life. So now it eats into your time. When it eats into your time, then you're not so careful of your responsibilities, you become unmindful. See, like in this town hall, they have a shad run, fish and a shad run. And most Indians go mad for the shad. What's in it, Allah knows. They go mad for it. So as that thing is biting now, you can see now it's namaz time. So you think, hey, one more adhrat for my namaz. Sometimes the jamaat goes, sometimes the takbir ula goes, sometimes the namaz also goes. That is now fishing, right? And now the other side, the other thing to think about is, when you go into all these things here, then the avenues of greater salab are all lost. Now you're after game or fishing, etc., then you have to go to John's. Deliberate and say St. John's. They say St. Musa is alright. Because Musa can be a buzruk, right? But John is a kafir. Can he be? Can't he? Can he? He tries 100 million times. Can't be. Musa, rather change the name, say Musa. Like I say this, don't call it Crab City Masjid. There's a masjid, you know. Say that Mu'az bin Jabal City. It doesn't how it looks nice, Crab City Masjid. There's a masjid now, should give it some honor. So, they leave everything right there. Now, obviously they went so far, so they're going for a purpose, game, right? So namaz is likely to read on the boat. So will they get the masjid? If it's one, two people, will they get jamaat? So many things, opportunities will miss out for a small little entertainment. Right? Then you are out there, then how many other opportunities you lose out? See, the guest that you're supposed to do, you're not doing that. The 3 days you're supposed to be doing, you're not doing that. Then the mulaqat that you're supposed to be doing, you're not doing that. A small, meager thing like this. If you're not missing all these things, it's a different thing. Then you're going to miss all these things. All these opportunities are going to go away. When it tama'as sayyida, ghafal. You run after these things here, you miss out on the more important things of life. Yes, if someone wants to take a break, why? Rasulullah talks to us, and now and then he would move away from people. Right? Why? To strengthen and refreshen his relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Now, living amongst people, he's got a problem, he's got something to say, You got some panchayat. The whole day discussing that. Right? So when the time goes in that, the relationship, the pure, uninterrupted relationship with Allah is affected. And you need to have a relationship with Allah that is uninterrupted, not disturbed. Now, all the time with people, then when will you get that pure, clean time? Just you and Allah. Sahal Tastari Rahmatullah says that for your other good deeds, you get Jannat, right? But for La ilaha illallah, there is no other reward but the ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. You see Allah Ta'ala. So, La ilaha illallah in abundance. Hazrat Jimwa Ilham al-Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah, for a long time, between Asr and Maghrib, he wrote his tasbih and he's walking in the courtyard of the masjid. Someone asked him, he says, is there any zikr greater than La ilaha illallah? Afdalul zikr, La ilaha illallah. But Abu Dhabi wrote with that importance that this is the best zikr. It's such a dynamic zikr that a kafir living for a million years, he says it one time, right? He demolishes all the apostrophes. He becomes eligible to Jannah. Million years he was doing. So can you imagine how powerful this life is? So with the significance and the importance, we recite him. So wasting the time, okay, tell my friends, we hear it offering over and over again, that in this month, the La ilaha illallah, istighfar, ask for Jannat, and refuge from Jahannam. And the easy way, one of those easy ways that you can do it, you can slot it in, is in the Tarweeha, and after four rakats. So the Imams, they give some time. So I was counting, that if you just focus, not looking right, wrong, some people, this was the addiction for water. There's no need, but it's an addiction of drinking water. For all the years in Tarawih, I didn't sort his water business. Now, recently his water business came up. Millions of years you're working, see all the caps are coming up, people are drinking. So you can only focus, right? Then I counted, you can easily do 35 La ilaha illallah. 35, 40 you can do istighfar. At least about 5 times you can do asaluka al-jannah, a'udhu bika min al-nar. And then, in the 2 rakats, you know, the 2 rakat interval, then on the odd nights, taharru, laylat al-qadr, fil ashr al-awakhir, right? Or fil witri min al-awakhir, right? Odd nights. Then, with all this la ilaha illa istighfar, easily you can slot in 10 times Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afooni. But for Allah Baksi with some dhyan, not just a repetition, istighfar with dhyan. A lot of the reward is your focus, your dhyan. Afoon tuhibbul afwa, Allah Baksi, you like forgiving. You wipe out the sins. Please, I beg you, forgive me. You're sorting so much. You know that moment will be there, and you just come in. By the time it's passed. Then after that you want to, you say, I'll do tilawat now. Then you want to do that la ilaha illallah, you want to do istighfar, you want to in the ghafoon, you see. So these moments you've got, where you can program yourself, then take the maximum of it. So life is about appreciating time. As you appreciate, then you know your time, you're adding value to the time. The idea is to add value. And to add value, you need 2 things. Program yourself. And program yourself, but with some level of focus. There's 2 things. Program, or right? How must I need to do this, how must I do it, when must I do it. I got this time. I'm going to sleep now. So the sleep won't come straight away. So can't I read some la ilaha illallah? So I istighfar, then I can sleep. As I'm sleeping, I'm reading this thing there. So those moments are not gone. wasted. But how to slot him? See? So this first part of the hadith, مَنِ تَمَعَ السَّيْدَ غَفَلَ. Then the second part of the hadith is, مَنْ جَفَى No, مَنْ بَعْدَ مَنْ بَدَى مَنْ سَكَنَ الْبَعْدِيَ مَنْ سَكَنَ الْبَعْدِيَ جَفَى. Then you live out of the populated area, unpopulated, alone, isolated. Now, Snimbe is not there now. Now, Snimbe becomes a town now. But so many homes, madrasas, old age, hospital. Before they used to call it Miaswam. They can't call it Miaswam. I think Jumana was there. So, he's living all an isolated life. Like in Sakaran Badia, living away from people. Then you'll become hard. Jaffa. Why you become hard? How does it relate? So for some people it's better that they live outside. Because if they live amongst people, then they'll fall into some trouble. They'll fight with someone, argue with someone, misunderstanding here. So they don't know how to live amongst people. They know maybe they'll be temperamental or they get caught in some wrong. So for such a person, it's better that you go live an isolated life. Otherwise, you're living amongst people, then getting a gibbet, some story you got, some gossip, or you're running someone down, insulting someone, disgracing someone, making a mockery. All these are wrongs. لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ Making a mockery of someone, disgracing someone, insulting someone, carrying stories, spying, backbiting. Now that happens when you live amongst people. So you feel that you can't manage, because you'll fall into one sin or the other. Then, away. Overall, but the person who can endure all this, can live and can secure his deen, then he must live. Because then, what opportunities you get here, you don't get there. Right? Janaza namaz you get, right? Jumma namaz you get, right? Ta'aleem you get, right? You start making jamaat work and all that, right? You can visit the sick, right? So many opportunities you get. But that person who can manage. Al-mu'minu alladhi yasbiru yukhalitu al-nas wa yasbiru ala adahum khayrun min al-mu'min alladhi lam yukhalitu al-nas wa lam yasbir ala adahum. That is not for that person who can manage. He can make sabr, he can endure. He won't get himself messed up. Though Imam Bukhari, his personal inclination is Al-Khaltatu Khayrum Bayna Al-Khalwatu Khayrum Min Khullati Su. Living an isolated life is better than mixing up with all types. Because you don't know at which point you just fall. At some point you're going to fall, eyes are going to go wrong, tongue going to go wrong, ears going to go wrong, some place or the other will go wrong. So for such a person, and if you can't live in isolation, the other way is, I give an example of Haji Abdul Haq Desai Sahib, Allah Pak fill his grave with Nur, right? So punctual first in the masjid, but namaz and then home, straight. Then come back, just in the masjid, does his work, not mixing up, and straight home. So that is one type of khalwat. That you're not mixing up. Because when you're going to mix up, you're going to say something, something's going to happen. Time is going to get wasted. You're going to say something. It may be not a confirmed thing. In ja'akum fasikum bi nabain fatabayyanu. It's not a thing that is confirmed. And you make an announcement of the thing. So somehow you're going to get involved, right? Sometimes you're going to try to praise yourself. خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَىٰ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا. So somebody is going to get self-praise, self-recommendation, all these things you're going to get involved in. So for that person, then they're stable. I know I can't manage. I'll be earning 10 and I'll be losing 20. So it's not making business sense. You're earning 10, all right, very good. But how much are you losing? You're wasting time, You're talking about the wrong things. Your thinking is going off. Your beliefs can be off. Beliefs can get affected. Anything and every type of material you're reading. Right? And all these things are open now. This AI business is open, right? So everybody feels that I can look into these things. But can you look into this without affecting your beliefs? Not even to the slightest, by minutest point. If you feel some doubt, some reservation, but I am not for that, then you don't touch these things. Because these are not prepared by muttaqis. They are prepared by kafirs. So they got no deen in them. When they got no deen in them, then tumhara deen ka kya ho jayega? What will happen to your deen? You see, now I'm getting so much of information, so much of news. That thing is bedding. And number two, it's not mukallaf. It's not answerable to anybody. Right? So what happened to your deen? So these areas where you can slip, see the potential for slipping, then don't experiment. You've got no intention to see do wrong, right? But it's got a potential for wrong. Like I speak about the phone, right? All right. You've got a good intention, but does it have a potential for wrong? And how many people can say that you've got the latest phones and you never slip into any wrong? How many people can say? It's difficult to find a person who can say safely, you got this from the time I purchased to now, I never slip into any wrong. No give birth, no porn, no listening to the wrong. I never get myself involved in anything. How many people can say? See that? So I said, Al-Khalwatu khayrun min khullatis su. That's also a type of mixing up. You're mixing up and you're messing up. We're thinking that I'm not mixing up. I'm looking at this, I'm not mixing up. It's a type of mixture. When it's a type of mixture, you want to get yourself involved. Something. Either you'll see wrong, you'll hear wrong, you'll say something wrong, or you'll have the wrong thoughts and beliefs because of what you're viewing. Is it possible or not possible? Right? Your mind was clear, Tawheed was right, Yaqeen was very solid and sound. Then you saw something, you read up something, and your Yaqeen was affected. I say, is it bargain, is it right? Right? You got 10 sawabs and you lost a million. So is it worth the while? So that's why for most people like, this is not right. The whole life is a business. When it's a business that halladunyukum ala tijaratin, you need to see now, every now and then, intervals, zuhar, before zuhar, asar, maghrib, before sleeping, then am I encountering any loss? Or I'm getting somewhere. Think. Am I encountering some loss or gaining some mileage? What am I gaining? What's happening? So every now and then you're checking yourself. And don't we do that with all that? You're going for a holiday or you're going for Umrah, etc. Don't you keep checking your finances, right? We spend so much and how much we have left? How must I control my finances? More than that is how is your deen? Are you looking after your deen? So are you taking good care? So keep checking. Tafaqqadu a'malum. All the elders passed tafaqqad. They would inspect their a'mal. They would go and check their a'mal. What did I do? What did I say? What did I hear? Sometimes just because of one layani, you see this aslaf, they kept making istighfar and tawbah for 2 years. Some layani. I didn't need to know this. Was my time wasted? See, just one layani and 2 years of istighfar, tawbah. But what type of guard they had on their hearts, monitoring their hearts, monitoring themselves. They know life is a business. Every second counts. Every second is valuable. What have I done? حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. One day Allah is going to call you to be accounted. So before you can be accounted, you would take an account of yourself. So this was the second thing. Right? And the third was, Manikhtalata as-sultan uftutina. So you are mixing with the influential, you're mixing up with the wealthy, mixing up with politicians, you're mixing up with people that can influence, right, with the, at a country level, national level, community level, but this high influential people, right, people that have got influence, might, influence, clout, right. So if you mix up with this class, then you must fall in some fitna. It's difficult to say that I met up with these people here and I didn't get myself involved in any fitna. Some level, some fitna, you can become a target of fitna, some problem. And how often this thing happens? Your deen was safe, pure, clean. You got a contact at this level. Then I say, can you say you are free of fitna? You're going to get. This happens when you start mixing up the wealthier, influential, political, type of people, start meeting up with them freely. Then you want favors, and then you have to do things for them. You want favors from them, so you have to also succumb. It's not a one-way traffic. I want favors, and without paying something, something you have to give. And sometimes you have to give your deen. Doesn't it happen? In this Indian history, see, whatever is happening now, it's a repetition of what happened there. So if you see these things here, we don't become a victim. So two stories that are coming to my mind, right? India was ruled by Muslims for about 800 years. So one woman now, she got involved in zina. And the hakim, the ruler, announced, will be killed. Married woman can't get, can't be stoned to death. So she went to one person, next person, right? To use his words, I feel a bit difficult. Scholars for dollars and words, I feel a bit difficult to say it. But anyway, you get that type of person also, right? So she went to such a person. So he says, all right, you see me, right? It's a big, big problem, but you see me, right? I'll see you, right. How much? 5 million. She's wealthy. So at the hearing, she has to go to the hearing. So he taught her what she must say, you see. So she went to the hearing. She said, you see, I was listening to one bayan, you know. The Murad was giving a bayan, zalimu, bad people, stupid people. Don't do zina. If one is not sufficient, and two is not sufficient, and three, but don't ever do zina. So one man wasn't sufficient for me, then I took the second, and the third. Khabis kahin ki, ye toh mard ke liye, aap ke liye nahi. Anyway, whoever the hakim was, he threw the case out, because of shubhat. He threw the case off. But you see this political Islam. So it comes with some trial. You will get whatever you want, right? But it comes with some trial. You have to sell your deen, sell away something, and you get something in return. But it's a very dangerous game. Extremely dangerous game. Playing with, you know, with fire playing. Now this happened in India, right? There are other stories that are similar. A person now, he wants some type of worldly comfort, then he goes to this type of persons, and then pays something, and then something works out. One person, he issued divorce, right? 3 divorces to his wife. All ulama said, now it's haram of which class. So that you get this class also. You know, I just mentioned you get this class looking for some type of a material gain. So he again said, you see me right, I'll see you right. See right. So what do you must see? He said, see that man, that husband, at the time of nikah, he didn't read the kalima. See? Now, these people are not educated, and they're not educated, so the one that is doing the nikah, he makes them recite the kalima and then does the nikah. Because in the days of ignorance, he may have uttered some kufr. So to see that the nikah is right, just get the kalima and then see his games. So he's asking the person to see when you got the nikah done, that the one that was conducting the nikah, then did he say the kalima? Did he ask you to? So that means your nikah was not valid. When your nikah was not valid, then the talaq also doesn't apply, finish. See, we have these games. So you're looking for ways to escape. See, that's why they say that ilm to be applied correctly, you have to have taqwa. See, otherwise that same ilm becomes a plain thing. If that is no, it's not support with taqwa, it happens. Then it becomes a tool for your own ends. So that ilm in itself can be a very dangerous tool. Very dangerous. So you're using it or you're abusing it. So the only thing that will support you is that level of taqwa. And you got that opportunity and the taqwa is stopping you. I can't do it. Come with me, I can't do it. One woman, she vowed that my son is not right, right? He comes right, his hair picks up. Then I'll get the Mulana to play the doll drums on a Juma, right? On a Juma, on the Mimbar. What a condition to be playing the drum on the Juma, right? On the Mimbar. So now, you have to work out, see, it's cash. It's a dangerous thing. Money without taqwa, ilm without taqwa is a dangerous thing. It has to be there. Otherwise that whole religion just gets watered down. If you don't have that, then say, I'm not that, I mustn't give bayans, and I mustn't give fatwa. If you don't have that. So otherwise you're going to be misleading. Now she went to this person here, that this is the vow I made. And my child just recovered. What was doing? See me right? So, Mullah is giving the pre-Juma talk, see. He says, see this, gana bajana, bilkul haram. Music is all haram. Chahe sarangi ho, you know, guitar. Chahe sarangi ho, chahe tabla ho. Whether it's a tabla, whether it's a sarangi. So, is tarah se marna bhi haram hai, us tarah se marna bhi haram hai. See that? To beat the drum this way, he's playing the music this way, and that way also haram. But you see what happens. So it's very, very dangerous. It's not a simple thing, we laugh at it, but it's very dangerous. So that people are giving bayan, the taqwa must be at that level. Being fatwa and direction, the taqwa must be at that level. Otherwise, if I say, I don't want to risk my deen. I don't have that. I'll be misguiding, and for my own ends I'll be doing this, misleading people. I don't. وَلَيَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالَمْ مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِ They'll take their own loads, and the loads of people, يُذِلُّونَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ إِلْمٍ They mislead them. So you're going to carry a double load. Your load, and the load of the people that you misled. Two loads. Is it an easy thing? Where on a day where la yadzi walidun am waladi wa la yuqbalu minhum shafa'a wa la adlun. Nothing works. Nothing. Malaika don't need dollars. Nothing they need. So nothing works there. It's just you and your actions. So how serious that day is. So this third aspect, اختلطَ السلطان then اختُتِنَ. So the safety is to remain away from this people. Because we don't know at which point we can become a target for some fitna, some wrong, some problem. We can get just soaked into it. See, the people treat this thing lightly. Well, the self, they used to give this three piece of advice. Every elder will give it to his junior, the junior will give it to his junior, and so forth, and so forth. And strangely, all these three points come in hadith. All three points. Hazrat was giving the same point once. In the majlis, would say, Are, inka kya poochho, mauliyon ka? Unki ta'wil ka phatak itna kushada hai, ke bare bare haathi usme se ghus jate hain. These are approximate words, right? That they, for everything they can give, they can interpret, you know, misinterpret, but so broad interpretations, so broad, that big fat elephants can pass through. So he mentioned this, and it's so dangerous. On the one end now, we don't have the license to slander, to abuse, to insult. Other side. We can't abuse, we can't insult, we can't slander. Because we don't know. But we have to apply the same maxim on ourselves. We don't become guilty. Someone else is doing something, so we are not appointed to rule against them. Can't say, you know, scholar for dollars for them. Whoever is doing it, they know why they're doing it. We can't even speak evil of them. The one that is condemning, so we can't even speak against them. But the one that is involved, because we didn't see it, that person that's seen it, right, firsthand, he can talk. All of you should talk. But it doesn't give us a license not to. Yes, our duty is when we see something that is not clear, then we keep away. Like how in business, that we see this person here is not too clear. But we haven't seen him involved himself in wrong. But we are apprehensive. Do we do business with him? Why are we apprehensive? We haven't seen him doing wrong. But we become apprehensive because of his ways. So then how much more in deen, that we're not clear, then we just keep away. Apprehensive. See that? You're not sure of the person. You can see some things are not adding up. And not adding up, then I ask you, is your wealth more important or your deen more important? See? If it is at the time you're receiving proposals for your children, right? And something not clear about the person, you just accept the proposal. So is your child more important, your deen more important? So we can't accuse him, but we are apprehensive because of his ways. So we don't just allow things to happen. We guard ourselves. خُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ. Just guard yourself. So today you're going to be around this type of people. Tomorrow you'll become a victim. And you may not even realize that I became a victim. So the one side is we don't go and badmouth anybody because we don't have it. Then he knows why he's doing it. It's not our duty to condemn him, right? But then what path should we adopt, the general persons, what should they do? Of precaution. I can see something not clear here. When it's not clear, I might just keep away. So what a delicate thing, right? You mustn't abuse and insult, and you don't condemn the one that is stopping, but you yourself, because you don't have all the facts, you're being apprehensive, you're cautious, you're taking all the precaution. So I'll just give one story, you know. And several times, this ulama, there must be a reason why he's giving these stories. He says that one person comes to meet the head of the town. He's the head of the town to come to meet him. So he's come to meet him whilst that person is having his beard shaved. So this person that's coming out, coming to visit, is an alim. So he's looking at this leader getting his beard shaven, right? So, Aka Shia Kuni, Rish Mitarashi, sir, what are you doing? Shaving of your beard? So, this leader, this person here, he looks at the local alim that is by him, right? So the local alim is telling him, you know, you are perfectly in your place in shaving your beard. You have all the right to do it. Who's saying? This local. This person on the outside, he's looking at the alim, and he's saying, hey, but you have got all the right to shave off your beard. So this visiting alim is asking, but where did you get this from? So now he has to find something to substantiate, prove yourself. So you see, your hair is very thick. And when your hair is thick, there'll be nits, there'll be lice in your beard. And obviously there'll be male and the female. And then you're making zina on your beard. And your Mubarak beard, how can you ever allow zina to take place? What a heinous crime on your Mubarak beard. So therefore it's possible. Anyway, that is ended. Now they left the local alim, and this one from the outside. They went outside. So this visiting alim is asking the local alim, but how could you say this type of nonsensical things? So he's telling him, you all didn't see India properly, right? So up to recent, now I don't know how it is. Big drains, right? Deep, maybe 1 meter. Everything's going there. All the filth, sewage, everything going. All exposed. Like here, the drains are all concealed. Yes, in the village is all open, right? So this local alim is telling the visiting alim, you know, when I come to meet this boss here, then I leave my iman here, and then go and meet him. See that? See this money, how it turns your mind. So that's why, when iqtalata as-sultan, uftutina, you will be in problems. You have something you have to salve. So the type of precaution that you need to exercise, that's why I say nowadays, I read a lot of things, but think what's applicable in this day, how to get your iman side. Because that's the most precious thing. You can't find anything as precious. You know, your wealth, you have one guard, second guard. So much of guards you have for the security of your business, of your wealth. Iman, how much of security? So now I think, when I'm looking at what's going on, the most secure is then in your dini affairs, just refer to one person. But don't dislash. See his deen, see his taqwa, see his understanding of deen. They have his sound. All these things, it is sound. Right? Or is there someone better than him? And if you find a person like that, then that must be your security. And I ask you, how much do you spend for your security? Don't you engage an accountant for security? You're going to engage in paying millions in tax, aren't you? Don't you appoint so many security just to see for your health, how much of security don't you apply? Small problem, refer to this one here, go for this test, how much you're spending? For your health and for your wealth, so much. Now, are you fair to your deen? For your health, so much. For your wealth, so much. So I ask you, for your deen, do you spend anything for the security of your deen? So that's why I say, just look for one person. One person, and then you refer to him. Whatever he says after that, then you close your eyes and carry on. Unless it is open wrong. Absolutely, it's distinct wrong. Different. He's trying to make zina. He's trying to drink, right? So that's distinct. Otherwise, just listen to one person. Inshallah, I have ummeed that you won't be answerable by Allah Ta'ala. But you're doing it for the security of your deen. And again, just think yourself, for your wealth, how much of security measures don't you put? Don't you? For your health, and or to or, even for your motor car on the road, How much of security measures don't you apply? So your deen is so cheap that you don't need any security measure. Refer to someone. For your own personal deen, right, your own, your domestic life, but you need to have someone that you will refer to. If I say don't rush, think carefully, understand, then just small things or the big things, refer to one person. And we're not in the position now to read Sunya, that person, that third person, fourth person. You read too much, then you will definitely get confused. You say, oh, he's a rigid Molana, he's cool Molana, and he doesn't know anything. Right? So you'll come to all type of conclusions. I mean, the whole thing that you look for your deen security, what must I do? Allah Maktoufi Nisikwara.